This year's Ramadan won't be the same for Abu Ahmed and his family. After the two devastating earthquakes in northwest Syria on February 6th, he now stands on what remains of his home.
I lost everything when my house was destroyed. My life was turned upside down. I remember when me and my family used to spend Ramadan in our home together. We used to feel its joy, and now we cry every time we break our fast. However, we are grateful that we survived and still have each other.
Abu Ahmed is among thousands of others who lost their homes and are now living in tents. The earthquakes displaced more than 140,000 people, forcing them to live in camps already crowded with those made homeless by Syria's 12-year war. Families here are breaking their fast with whatever they can find to eat and drink.
I was displaced from my hometown and have been living in this camp for years. The earthquakes damaged many people who came to refugee camps, and this camp only hosted hundreds of families and is now overcrowded. The war and the disaster caused additional hardships on us. The only thing we can do is survive.
Aid organizations are doing what they can to help.
We try our best to deliver enough aid to those who were affected by the earthquakes and the internally displaced. However, a lack of proper funding restricts our access. The NGOs are working 24/7 to be of help. However, the UN intervention is essential as the need is still on the rise.
Despite the challenges, many people have not lost hope. They view Ramadan as a month of generosity as they continue to cook and share meals with each other.
Ramadan is harsh this year for many in this camp, but they are resilient, and the spirit of the holy month continues to inspire hope and generosity. And families are joining together to give each other the support they need to survive. Nukr Mash Al Jazeera, Idlib.